You're welcome back to the News at One. 29 years after she disappeared, Gardaí have arrested a man in connection with the murder of young Kilkenny woman Jojo Dullard. Jojo, who was 21, was last seen in County Kildare on the night of November the 9th, 1995. At the weekend, her sister Kathleen Bergen appealed for information, saying that after all this time, the family needed to bring her home.
Jojo was the youngest of five. She was born on the 25th of January 1974. Jojo never got to see Dad because Dad passed away 6 months before she was born. And she was a wonderful little child growing up, full of life. She went to school in Callan and she had a great bunch of friends. That day she went to Dublin, our lives changed forever. She's out there somewhere and we need to bring her home.
Kathleen Bergen speaking at the weekend. Well, within the past hour, Superintendent Paul Burke from Kildare Garda Station has been giving more details to the media.
Gardaí investigating the disappearance of and murder of Josephine Jojo Dullard have this morning arrested a male on suspicion of the murder of Jojo Dullard. The male in his 50s continues to be detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984 at a Garda station in County Kildare. Investigating Gardaí are today commencing a search operation on open ground at a location in County Wicklow on the Kildare-Wicklow border. This area of land will be searched and subject to excavation, technical and forensic examination over the coming days. The arrest and search operation is being led by the investigation team from Kildare Division Serious Crime Unit, the Serious Crime Review Team, and the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation. The search is being carried out by the Kildare Divisional Search Team, supported by the Garda National Technical Bureau and local divisional scenes of crime unit. The search operation has the support of other state expertise, if required, including the attendance of a forensic archaeologist on site. Gardaí have also this morning searched two private residences as part of this investigation. And Garda Síochána have been and continue to keep the family of Jojo Dullard fully updated in relation to the progress of this investigation, and they've been fully appraised of today's developments. And Garda Síochána appeals to anyone with any information, no matter how small or insignificant they believe it to be, to contact Naas Garda Station on 045 884 300 or any Garda Station, or anyone who wishes to provide information confidentially should contact the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111.
Superintendent Paul Burke speaking to reporters a short time ago. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is in Kildare for us this lunchtime. Paul, what more can you tell us about these searches?
Well, they're going on along the Kildare-Wicklow border, the specific area of Ballyhook, Grange, Conn in County Wicklow. A temporary restricted airspace has been put in place there by the Irish Aviation Authority. So the area is effectively a no-fly zone, particularly for drones. And there are Garda cordons and checkpoints all around all the access areas, basically keeping people out. It is, as the superintendent said there, been carried out by the Kildare Divisional Search Team, backed up by local divisional scenes of crime units and the National Technical Bureau. It also has the backup of specialist expertise, a forensic archaeologist. But it appears that the Gardaí are looking for forensic and technical evidence at the moment. They're carrying out excavations. Not as yet a body or human remains. The services of the Garda Dog Unit or a forensic anthropologist have not been called upon. And also two homes have also been searched as part of the wider searches that are going on today.
It's a very long time since Jojo Dullard disappeared, but I think I'm safe in saying that it's a case that many, many people around the country have never forgotten. What do we know about the person in custody today?
Yeah, that's true. It's 29 years and the appeal was only, the latest appeal was only over the weekend there. It's only 2 days since the 29th anniversary. We know that the man in custody is a 55-year-old man. He would have been in his 20s at the time. He has been spoken to as part of the investigation a number of times over the years, but he hasn't been arrested before. Indeed, nobody has been arrested before specifically in relation to the case of Jojo Dullard. So this is the first arrest. We understand he does not have any criminal convictions for other or similar offences. He was arrested early this morning and detained for an initial 6 hours. Now, that period of detention has since been extended by another 6 hours. So that'll take us up to tea time today. Then after that, it can be extended for another 12 hours, by which stage the man must either be charged or released pending a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Now, the investigation has, as we know, been going back over all statements and interviews, and we understand that the person in custody has been spoken to before as part of the review. The Gardaí were not happy with previous information in this case. We also understand that the murder team have developed not just new lines of inquiry, but also new evidence. And to make an arrest on suspicion of murder, the Gardaí need to have gathered significant new evidence to reach the threshold for arrest, detention and questioning. And that evidence is now being put to the suspect while he's in custody.
Paul, many thanks for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds there. He's in Kildare at this lunchtime, and we will be returning to the story of Jojo Dullard and her family's long campaign on her behalf later on in the programme.